From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. A U.S. military airstrike on an al-Shabaab training camp in central Somalia has killed more than 150 militants preparing for a large-scale attack. Pentagon spokesman Captain Jeff Davis says the weekend strike used both manned and unmanned aircraft. Davis said the U.S. learned the fighters were about to depart camp, posing an imminent threat to U.S. and African Union forces in Somalia. Witnesses say the airstrike hit al-Shabaab's training camp in the central Hiran region, making two passes, firing three missiles each time. Meantime, police in central Somalia say at least six people, including two African Union soldiers, were injured Monday in an explosion at an airport in the city of Beledweyne. In an interview with VOA's Somali service, the city's police commander said an explosion occurred at the entrance of the airport, but security forces were able to thwart other explosives and arrest 20 suspects. Tunisia's interior ministry said Monday troops killed 21 militants who attacked a police station and a military facility near the Libyan border. Officials said at least four civilians and one soldier were killed in fighting in the southeastern town of Ben Gurdain. Authorities urged residents to stay inside after the shooting began. Ankara wants the European Union to double the amount of aid it is giving to Turkey to deal with the migrant crisis, the European Parliament's president said on Monday. EU representatives discussed the crisis with their Turkish counterparts at a summit in Brussels today, and thousands of people remain stranded at the Greece-Macedonia border. European Parliament President Martin Schulz said Turkey had asked for an additional $3.3 billion to help curb the flow of migrants to the continent. So far, the numbers have been unchecked, with tens of thousands coming in this year. This is VOA News. North Korea today issued a threat of a preemptive nuclear strike as a joint U.S.-South Korean military exercise got underway. It follows tougher sanctions from the United Nations on Pyongyang after its most recent nuclear test and missile launch. Troy Stengaron of the Korean Economic Institute tells VOA North Korean leader Kim Jong-un appears to be growing more belligerent.
We've seen a change since Kim Jong-un has come to power. The threats have become more specific and more common.
More than 300,000 South Korean and U.S. troops are engaged in the military exercises around which North Korea often issues threats. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden kicked off a five-day trip to the Middle East today, vowing the United States would squeeze the heart out of the Islamic State and destroy it. Also, taking a moment to infuse some spirited fervor into his speech to U.S. airmen.
You control the skies over Iraq and Syria. Matter of fact, you all control the skies of the whole damn world.
Mr. Biden visited U.S. airmen stationed at the Al Dhafra Air Base near the United Arab Emirates capital of Abu Dhabi. As drones taxied down the runway, he dismissed the Islamic State insurgents as criminals and cowards. Biden, using an Arabic name for Islamic State, told the airmen, we have to squeeze the heart out of Daesh in Iraq and Syria so they can't continue to pump their poison in the region and around the world. The United States wants more sub-Saharan African students coming to study at its universities. The U.S. Assistant Secretary of Commerce for Industry and Analysis, Marcus Jadot, is leading the first ever Education Trade Summit to Africa this week. Thuso Kamalu spoke with the delegation and caught up with them at their first stop in Johannesburg.
Of the 1 million international students who studied at the U.S. colleges and universities during the 2014 to 2015 academic year, less than 34,000 came from sub-Saharan Africa. The U.S. government wants to change that. Assistant Secretary of Commerce for Industry and Analysis Marcus Jadot.
They should consider studying in the U.S. because of the innovative approach to education that we take in the United States.
Jadot is traveling with representatives of 25 U.S. colleges and universities to recruit students and build partnerships with African universities. Thuso Kumalo for VOA News, Johannesburg.
A Taliban suicide bomber has blown himself up outside a local court compound in northwestern Pakistan, killing at least 13 people and wounding at least 36 more. Authorities say police personnel, women and children were among those killed and wounded in the attack Monday in the town of Shabkadar. A local security official told reporters police guards identified and intercepted the bomber, but he detonated. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.